Episode 1816, Stick to Simple.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Welcome to the last day of the old year because you are about ready to ring in a brand new decade. It's time for Inspiration Motivation Day, the Happy New Year of 2020. Stick to simple. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, forget your New Year's resolutions. Stick to simple. Simple and strong intentions that will rock your new year. You need to set yourself up for success, and you can do this when you focus on specific intentional goals that will be life-changing. But in order to focus forward and stick to simple, you need to know what has complicated your days. Like you don't know that already, but we're going to go over just a few of them. What has been a thorn in your side this past year? Maybe it's time, your schedule, money, finances are holding you back, marriage, your children, your job. What is it for you? These thorns have ultimately been your excuses. For me, it was boxes and a new home with the move. Now, by acknowledging these excuses, you remove the sting and extinguish their power to paralyze your forward progress. Stick to simple. So now that you know your thorns on a first name basis, you can pair them up with the simple to 10 times your results. Come on, you got it. Stick to simple. Now, if you're having a problem with time, why don't you go out and buy some time at your favorite box store? Just kidding, but not really. You control your schedule. Schedule your non-negotiables, what really matters to you in your life so you can elevate your life. When you give back to yourself, you have more to give to others. Don't let time, don't let your schedule hold you back from living your dreams and your goals. Yes, there may be some seasons in your life that you have to do some switcheroos, and you may not be able to spend 12 hours on something. You may be only be able to spend 2 hours on something, but guess what? I promise you, you can find the time. Now, if you're having problem with money, then figure out specifically where the problem exists. Don't lump it all together. Don't say, oh, it's just a money thing. I just don't have the finances. Find the gap and figure how you can reallocate funds or change the way you approach what you need to accomplish. Stick to simple. Now, unfortunately, almost half of those who set New Year's resolutions, which believe it or not, are about 93% of us are going to set New Year's resolutions. Those other 6 to 7%, I don't know if they're smarter than us, but regardless, half of those who set the New Year's resolutions are going to quit come February. But that doesn't have to be you. In fact, it's not going to be you because you're going to stick to simple, simple intentions that keep you focused forward like a warrior which plans her attack prior to going into battle. Maybe your marriage or children complicate your days. Mine sure do. I love them, but it can complicate your days. You have to give more to them than you have time in your day because you know sleep is important too. I promise if you want it bad enough, you will find a way. Look at what is the issue. What is it about the marriage, you and your partner? What's going on? Is it a time constraint? Is it that he wants you to be a certain place at a certain time, and you're like, that just doesn't work with the kids' schedule. Figure something out together. Work with each other, not against each other. You don't need to use that as an excuse not to do what you know you need to be doing. Stick to simple. You know, one thing you can do when it comes to the children, or even your spouse. Get up 30 minutes early to write or work out. Put the children to bed 30 minutes early. Do they really know what time it is? And guess what? If you have older children, tell them that your bedtime is this time. And unless if there's a blood or a flood, you don't come interrupt mom. This is her time. Look hard enough, and I promise you can figure it out. Now, if it's your job, it might be a little more challenging, but look exactly where the hang-up is. Don't stutter when you can smooth out your schedule to fit your job or vice versa. You're going to find gaps. And sometimes, guess what? You have to work in the gaps of your schedule to get you to where you want to go. Stick to simple. Confucius said it so plainly. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. So don't bend your goals because you're expected to. Expect the unexpected for yourself this new year. This is a new decade, the beginning of one. Create your now. May your presence be your purpose. Stick to simple. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful last day of your old year. It's time to ring in a brand new happy new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.